One more thing on the Bengals' loss last night, Doran. They gave up more points in that game than the Steelers have all season defensively. Bengals have given up 80 points in three games. Tough to win that way, even with a good quarterback, even with Joe Burrow. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we are joined right now by Odyssey Sports Director and tremendous human being, Jeff Hathorn. He's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. And Jeff, to you, we say good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Man, I loved it when Jaylen Warren threw that pass to McLaurin. It was like, damn, they went for the kill shot. And man, Bengals are in trouble.
Big trouble. Only two of the last 103 teams to start 0-3 have made the playoffs. So mathematically very tough for them. And I'm happy you asked, people out there driving around in your cars. 3-0 teams, 75.5% chance. I'll round it up. 76% chance to make the playoffs. Jeff, I wonder if you heard the same thing in the Mike Tomlin press conference that I heard. We'll start here with you. After the game, I didn't feel like he was effusive in his praise for Justin Fields. Is that weird? What do you make of it?
Leaving that door open just in case. That's how I read what he said. He was going to be just, you know, foot off the gas as far as the big compliments. He's not one to, other than Watt and some of the veterans, to give huge praise. But yeah, I kind of read into it. It was about a sentence, I think, was his response to a Fields game that was, I thought, really representative.
Jeff, I mean, it has to be, you would think that it wouldn't be difficult, but it might be a difficult decision. Like, if Justin Fields goes out there and has a performance against the Colts like he did this past week, and say Russell Wilson is healthy the following week, you can't go to Wilson, can you? Like, you can't even entertain that, right?
I don't know how you could if Russ comes out Wednesday and says, I'm ready to go, let's go. I mean, you've been in stadiums with this team. You're 3-0. You could see the obvious progression. Guys, let me tell you, I mean, the guys from the beginning have really liked Justin and the way he handles himself. And there's I mean, when you ask guys about Justin, there's this look, and it's nothing. Listen, none of this is against Russ. It's not that they don't like Russ or any, but they're starting to feel it with this guy, and they're 3-0. Like, that's just a tough – none of it's personal. It's business. And unfortunate for Russ when the injury happened, but I don't know at this point, if he were healthy, how you could make that move. Now, as we've seen at other positions, unfortunately, things can change and you need depth. But as of right now, we'll see what Tomlin says, but how do you not say today, listen, moving forward – Justin Fields is our starting quarterback.
Jeff, how do you think Russ is going to handle that if and when it happens? You've been around the team pretty much every single day. It seems like Russ puts on the good face. I can't imagine he's happy, though, with the way things have played out. How do you think he handles it if Justin Fields is named the guy?
Publicly, very well. And I think with his teammates, he'll handle it well. He's been around the block. He knows how to deal with this. And listen, this isn't a competition where he's been fully healthy type thing. I think he just goes to work and, you know, is probably really upset and probably understands to an extent. But yeah, I think he'll just go to work. I don't think he'll pout. And I think he'll wait for an opportunity that may come and make sure he's ready for it. But I don't see some kind of discourse or him like having some kind of moping time. I don't see that. I think he'll still work.
Jeff, allegedly Najee Harris was in a sling yesterday, right or left arm, but don't know which one. Jaylen Warren didn't finish the game with an apparent knee injury on Sunday. Are you worried or concerned about this running back position heading into the Colts week?
Yeah, very much. I mean, glad you have, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson, but I don't know if he's a guy that you want to run 25 times in a game. Yeah, I mean, there are concerns. They've got a couple of guys on the practice squad that they like, but this team needs to run the ball. And you're talking about not one running back, but two. I mean, we'll see kind of this week how this plays out. you know, as Tomlin said at the end of the game, you know, Jalen Warren wasn't running the way that he wanted it to. It was a smooth enough, I forget exactly the wordage he used, but listen, that's a big blow. Najee's been running the ball well. I mean, he's been running hard. He's made some nice cuts. He seems to be progressing as the year goes on. Because, listen, of the three defenses, this is the toughest. And this was their best performance. So I think that you can almost grade it on a curve that it's even gotten better. But, man, you lose both running backs for Sunday. I don't know if you can radically change this offense to look like something different if you don't have the running backs that you want.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Sense I got from Alex Highsmith yesterday, Jeff, is that he's not going to play in this game. At least that's just how I took it. Did you hear it the same way?
Same. And he's. We saw him after when he came out of that tent, and he was ticked. And I think it goes back to what he was saying yesterday. This is the same injury he was dealing with in camp. So he thought he had played it smart in camp and made it through the first couple of games. And then you get in that third game, you think you're kind of in the clear. And then all of a sudden the same injury pops up. This could be a couple of weeks. And we'll kind of see how it plays out. But yeah, it's kind of a resignation in his voice of like, you know, he's going to go to work. But it was something he thought he had fixed, and now he's got to go back and rehab it again. I don't know if it's much that dissimilar to what Russ is dealing with. Russ thought he had it beat, then all of a sudden something happens, and now you got to go back to work with the same injury.
Jeff, I'm willing to bet that Broderick Jones didn't expect to be thrusted back into the lineup or get another opportunity as quick as he did with a Troy Faltano knee injury. Do you think that he responded? Do you think that he showed that he could put the Broncos game in the rearview mirror and really attack this thing at right tackle?
You know, I thought he had a good week of practice, but I agree with you. I think the lineup was going to stay the same if it wasn't for the Faltano injury. I think now there's some clarity for Broderick. Like, okay, I'm going to be the right tackle, and now he can go attack it. I think because they're at this point in the season and he's put that bad series on tape, there's some motivation for him on that side of the ball. Plus, you know, lines start to bond and, you know, you've got some injuries there and he knows he needs to step up. So I think he's going to handle this well. And I think in a way, because of the injury, now he could just focus on one position.
Real quick, Jeff, any word on Sam Mallow or Roman Wilson for this week?
I thought Roman Wilson was really close last week, so I think there's a good chance for Roman Wilson. Sam Mallow, he's got to go through a practice. Now, he doesn't have to practice all week. He's a veteran. But let's see him out there in a full practice. Once that happens, I think Sam Mallow will be in.
Jeff, do you have one loud cat or a series of sort of loud cats?
No, the one cat, the dog's downstairs, so harassing the cat up here. So she's hiding up here, and she wants me to go take care of the dog so she can get to her food. So that's why she's just loud as hell.
We have two cats, and they are big-time loud meowers, and there's nothing worse, man, than when we just get the 8-month-old baby to sleep, and you just hear the loud meowing, and we realize we've locked the cat in a room, and it's going to be a whole deal because you ain't going to get the cat out, or the cat's either going to wake her up, your door's going to wake up, the whole thing. Jeff, thank you for the time.
And I'm sure they don't understand your sleep schedule.
Right.
No, the cats don't. The kids don't. Wife doesn't. It's just no good. I'm not sleeping. Jeff, thank you for your time as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Good luck with that one.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, get that cat some food. Yeah. Jeff, our sports director, and there's a lot of really good stuff from the game, from Pitt 2 on 93.7thefan.com. You asked about Sayamalu, you asked about Roman Wilson. Let's talk about those guys when we get back. We've got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber coming up at the bottom of the hour. And as always, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Quality conversation with Jeff Hathorn at the top of this hour. And you asked him about Sayamalu. You asked him about Roman Wilson. Who do the Steelers need more? Who needs to come back? I mean, they need them both. and they both might play this week. We'll find out more today, but who do you think they need more?
Sam Alla. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about how well Zach Frazier played, and the grades came out, PFF grades came out yesterday, and he has done a fantastic job, but can you imagine how much better he'll play when he has a veteran on both sides of him? I think that Sam Alla will absolutely help the play of Zach Frazier, even though it's been great. He will, you know, revitalize the run game even more. He's just, you know, he's the veteran of that offensive line that is definitely going to be missed. You have a young guy, you had two young guys that played there on Sunday. You had Spencer Anderson, who got his second start, and then you had McCormick, who kind of rotated in there. So, Sam Alla, I mean, you know, you got production out of Scotty Miller. You got production out of Calvin Austin. I don't know how much production Roman Wilson's going to be able to give you, knowing that he's barely practiced. He's a rookie. It's going to take him a while to get up to speed to things. So Sam Alla, no doubt, they need him more.
I'm with you. I thought Justin Fields elevated his receivers. I thought Justin Fields was so pinpoint accurate. Anticipation was off the charts. Things that we were told he didn't have. Accuracy, throwing guys open, all that fun stuff. Oh, he can't do that. He's a one-read and run. No. He lifted Scotty Miller, who also made a good play himself on that third down. That's a great throw to Calvin Austin III. Had another great throw to Pat Freiermuth. Point is, you've got guys who aren't great, but good enough when your quarterback plays well. So you want Roman Wilson. You would like to see what he can do, and I think he's a fit for this offense, and he's going to block and do all those things too. But this running game that has rushed for over 100 yards in each of the first three games still isn't running at a great yards per carry clip. You get Sam Alla in there, moving bodies next to Zach Frazier.
Yeah.
I think that takes them to a different level running the football, and then should make play action more effective. He's their best lineman, or at least he's supposed to be. Zach Frazier's been great. Did you see Baldy's breakdown?
Yes.
Oh, God, just light some candles, dim the lights. I'll put that thing on my TV. What do you mean?
You wanted to say something probably that you weren't supposed to say.
What do you mean?
You know, watching Zach Frazier and watching Baldy break it down, you probably...
What, you were going to say, like, get the Vaseline or something like that? No, I wouldn't say that. That's not what I'm talking.
That's what you wanted to say.
It's just a romantic setting while I can watch and just salivate over my guy, Zach Frazier. Mm-hmm. I'm buying a jersey, too. I'm going to get a Zach Frazier jersey.
Are you?
Represent my guy.
Nice.
My polar bear. My Fairmont senior polar bear.
I mean, it's the only thing you can really, you know, hang on to right now that has any connection to your school.
What are you talking about?
You guys stink.
1-0 in the Big 12. Yeah, you really think we stink?
No, you're not that good.
I lost by 4. We were up by 10 against Pitt. What are you talking about?
You lost.
I know,
you were
but
up by 10 and you lost.
I know.
You were up by 10 and you lost with how many minutes to go? There was a second and 30 and you lost.
3:15 left in the game.
You lost that game. Nobody loses a game like that.
Kansas did this week. Pitt can't be that good if West Virginia's bad. You were down by 10 with 3 minutes to go. You shouldn't have won the game. If we didn't suck, you'd have lost.
I said you're not that good.
See, the way I framed it now, not to get totally off track, we'll get back to the Steelers in like 1 second here. West Virginia lost to the Big Ten champ and the ACC champ. It can't be that bad.
ACC champ?
Yeah, Pitt's going to win the ACC. Oh, Penn State's going to win the Big Ten. So, okay, you lose two games to the best teams in those conferences. You're still fine. You're okay. You're good. Mm-hmm. I think they're missing both of these guys. Back to the point, the Steelers are with Roman Wilson and Isaac Seumalo. But Seumalo, you know what he is. He's a known commodity. He's a mauler. Zach Frazier's a mauler. James Daniels, I think, has been playing really good.
Yes.
And they are going to be committed to the run, but we didn't see the best of their running game, really, I don't think, in any point in these three games until the fourth quarter of the last game. I want to see them get to a point where it looks like that more often than not. And I think they can because Arthur Smith's a good schemer of the run. And I think from a pedigree standpoint, the offensive line's better than it's been in years. Doesn't mean it's going to be a finished product or anything like that, but you're right, man. You get that veteran presence, a Super Bowl champ. You get, or did he win one? At least went to one.
He went to one.
You get a winner in there who is a tough customer to play against next to Zach Frazier, and all of a sudden start running that thing up the gut. And look, say what you will about Najee Harris. Someone texted, Najee hasn't been that good. Look at his yards per carry. Okay, well, running behind Spencer Anderson, for God's sakes. That's a lot of man meat coming your way.
Yeah.
When you got Frazier, Sayamalu, Najee, and then, oh, Najee, you're tired. Okay, how about Cordarrelle Patterson, who's 6'2 and runs like Adrian Peterson, is going to knee you in the face. Like, that's who they want to be. And with Sayamalu, you can finally be that again. So I'm excited to see him. I hope he's ready to go this week.
Me too.
I feel like the way Tomlin operates, if Sayamalu is good to go practice Wednesday, he's playing this week. Whereas Roman Wilson was healthy enough to play, was cleared to play, but he's a rookie, so you just need to see a little bit more to fold him into the lineup.
And mentally too. Like, right. I mean, who knows like how up to speed he is with the plays? Like, you can't just throw him in there and him mess up, and then Justin Fields throws an interception because they're not on the same page. Like, they don't need him. Like, if he was a first round bona fide, you know, Malik Nabers, like, yeah, he would have been in there,
yeah,
already. But you know, you're gonna slow play him and make sure that he gets his feet underneath him before you want to infuse him a little bit in the offense.
We've seen it from Steelers rookie wide receivers in the past too. Like, we didn't see Martavis Bryant really start playing until six games in. I mean, he wasn't even getting a helmet, and then he came in, and all of a sudden things took off. These are not similar players. Hey, Roman Wilson is not Martavis Bryant. Hey, Martavis, go run fast, and we'll give you a couple end-arounds. But we've seen Steelers rookie wide receivers start slow out of the gate, not get helmets, or just not get the ball a lot, and then as the season goes on, we see it turn around a little bit. So we'll see with Roman Wilson. But get Sayamalu back and start mashing people.
Yeah.
Because this just in, this Colts run defense stinks.
Yep.
DeForest Buckner, gone.
I feel like Najee's going to play. I feel like he's okay. I think it was more precaution. That's just me, though. We'll find out today.
I have never been a believer in Najee should have been a first-round pick, but I will never question his toughness.
Mm-hmm.
He had a steel shoe a couple years ago. Liz Frank, which that sucks. Late in seasons, we see in December, that's when he has all his 100-yard rushing games. He's a tough customer. And he's perfect for this offense. We haven't seen Jalen Warren. That's the other thing. We're talking about Sayamalu, who's one of their best offensive linemen, if not their best. We're talking about Jalen Warren, who's their most explosive running back. You haven't seen Sayamalu. You barely seen Warren. And yet this week they played their best offensive game of this season. Like, they should only be scratching the surface offensively here. All right, coming up next, we switch gears. We've got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? We didn't know if we'd have Southside Jake today. He said he was going to be on the job, perhaps. I wonder if he was able to prepare, because you, in particular, kicked his ass last week.
Yep.
We're going to get him again.
Uh-huh.
That's right. It is time for Are You Smarter Than a Plumber with Southside Jake of some Southside Plumbing and Heating. Jake, we didn't know if we'd have you today. We are happy to see your bright and not smiling face. How you doing?
You know, it's Tuesday morning. It's raining. I don't know what there's not too much to be happy about right now.
Well, less so in a minute here when we whoop your butt in a trivia contest. What do you got for us today, big guy?
I don't know, man. I'm pulling the clues back a little bit. I'm not going so heavy on the clues this week.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be too easy on you guys, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
We're just hitting our stride.
We'll see.
I know. All right. Here we got first one. All right, four-time first-team All-Pro tight end. Okay. Next clue. Eight-time Pro Bowl tight end. Final clue. Most touchdown receptions ever by a tight end all time, with 116.
I mean, we narrow it down to the Tony Gonzalez's, Kelsey's, Gronk's. Mm-hmm. It's one of those three.
Yep.
But which one? Eight-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, you say. 116 touchdowns.
So,
yeah,
you got to figure Kelsey and Gronk probably weren't Pro Bowlers because they were playing in a lot of Super Bowls.
I think if you get named, you still count.
Still count?
Yeah, even if you don't get to play.
Okay.
I mean, we're just taking a guess here.
I would say Gonzalez.
I'm going to that's where I would be leaning as well.
Tony Gonzalez.
Final answer.
He's too happy.
Antonio Gates.
Ah!
Oh my god. I can't lose that one. That's bad. That's bad on me.
Score one for the good guy.
I did have Gates pop into my mind, but for whatever reason, I thought all three of those guys had more touchdowns than Gates.
So did I.
What a player he was.
I did too.
Basketball guy.
Tony Gonzalez has 111.
Kent State. Tony Gonzalez. So Gonzalez is number two?
Yes.
Not partial credit.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. No.
That's okay. We'll take two out of three. We're fine. Meatloaf.
All right. Here we go. This wide receiver played for five different teams in his NFL tenure. Played in two Super Bowls. 2007 Comeback Player of the Year.
Played in two Super Bowls.
Comeback Player of the Year in 2007. So obviously it wasn't great. How many? What was the first clue?
What was the first clue?
Five teams.
Five different teams in his tenure.
Played in two Super Bowls. This sucks. This sucks, Ron.
Yeah, it's not easy when I'm giving you all the big clues there, huh?
I mean, T.O. played in the Super Bowl for the Eagles. Did play for a few teams. Did he play in another Super Bowl?
Man.
I want to say...
Did Randy Moss play in another Super Bowl? Because he played for a bunch of teams.
Oh! Randy Moss played in the Super Bowl for the Patriots. I don't think he played in the Super Bowl for anybody else. I want to go off the board. Ah, no, I don't. I don't know. Dang it.
Can we get one more clue?
You got one more clue? You're out of clues. I guess you're not out of clues. You know the answer. You can always come up with a clue.
All right. Next clue. I'll give you three of the teams.
Oh,
okay.
That he played for. San Francisco.
Okay.
Tennessee. Minnesota.
Randy Moss.
Yes.
I guess, did he play? I guess he would have played.
Did he play for the Raiders?
Yes, he did.
Is that where he went to the Super Bowl?
For the Raiders, too. I think his second Super Bowl appearance might have been the San Francisco 49ers.
San Francisco
in
13.
2012.
Yeah, 12, yeah. 13. Okay. Yeah, we got it.
Man. There
we
go.
I was going to guess that anyways, but okay, we got that one.
I think we'll get passed on that one.
Yeah.
I'll get a hell. Get out of here.
I was going to guess that.
All right, 1-1. 1-1. Here we go. Moneyball. Right. Go! All right.
This player is best known for playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Three-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, and Super Bowl 23.
Super Bowl
23? What's Super Bowl 23? Huh. Super Bowl 23? What year was that? You know?
Heck no. I don't know.
Super Bowl 23.
Hell no.
Steve Young.
Final? Tick, 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 tick.
No, because Montana.
What year was Super Bowl 23?
I don't know. 1989.
Something, right? Yeah, I'd say from the 80s, late 80s to early 90s.
Jerry Rice.
Final answer.
Jerry Rice.
Final answer, Jerry Rice. You are correct. You got it.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I'm just a bystander over here. I'm the fluffer just sitting over there in the corner. Just doing nothing. Why did I say
great
that,
call.
First of all? I should have said that.
Great call.
I've been on it.
I can't beat you. It's just not going to happen.
Nope, it's not. It's never going to happen.
I'm going to have to get back to that old game. So I don't feel like a loser every week.
Man, I just love my teammate here, man. Just love my teammate.
Man, good call. Good poll.
All right, Southside Jake. So you had a job you could have been working at 7:30. Does this mean you're going off now to go do a job? Is that how that's going?
Yeah, I'm gonna head off now, meet some people.
You know, you're the boss, right? Just send your best guys. Just you can kick your feet up. You don't gotta do it.
No, it's a team effort down here, bud. We all pull our weight. We all pull our
family.
Weight. And just like you two with those questions, you're both pulling your weight.
Yeah. You're a great man. Goodbye.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Jake.
Have a good weekend.
Good stuff. Yeah, Steve Young, three-time Super Bowl champion. I didn't want to be wrong on that, but good job with Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
Really good job with Jerry Rice.
You got to figure the year, too. That's all I needed was the year.
1989.
You help with that.
Yeah. I did have Gates run through my head, but I would never have guessed him. Never. Even if I would have mentioned him, I would never would have guessed him.
Nope.
All right.
Yep.
Coming up next, got to look at the old notes here. Oh, a little comparative analysis, AFC North quarterbacks. I think Steelers fans should be feeling really good today for a number of different reasons, some of which we've covered earlier. And then at 8 o'clock, we got to dive headfirst into just the Steelers quarterback situation. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, we hear what the former franchise quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers has to say about the current, maybe, franchise quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Justin Fields. I can't do the high voice today. Maybe.
What do you think happened?
Wedding.
You're still using that as an excuse? You used that yesterday. I mean,
I haven't recovered yet. I think alcohol constricts the vocal cords, so I had some alcohol early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes can't be good for the old pipe there.
Mm-mm.
And then the shouting and the screaming and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Plus football, yelling at the TV.
What's Callis' problem?
I mean, I think there's something going around, too. Like, Starkey lost his voice. Was that last week or the week before? One of them deals. I'm okay. I just can't hit the high notes. When I try to go falsetto, it comes out like that, which is probably good.
Did you do chorus in high school?
You think I played an instrument? We had to do music, so I couldn't.
Chorus is not an instrument.
I know. Well, we had to do music. We had to do something music related.
Oh.
And I couldn't. I tried the clarinet, but we'd go to like the concerts and I'd fake it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be standing up there and I'd be just... just get those fingers going. Yeah. Had general music, it was called, in middle school, where they would teach you like how to play like hot cross buns on the recorder.
Yes.
And then you'd learn some like rudimentary songs on the piano.
Man,
things
reading
like
music
that.
Is so hard.
That's the thing.
Like, I have no idea.
That's an unbelievable talent.
Yes.
Reading.
I
just
feel like
just the
be born
reading
with it.
Of music.
You have to be
yeah.
born with that.
And I tried to do the thing. I tried to play guitar, got a Fender back in my day, you know, a little ditty about Jack and Diane, that kind of deal.
Ditty?
Yeah, a little ditty.
You're watching
watch the ditty, yeah. Ditty.
I could teach you the basics of piano if you want to.
No, I don't want to learn the basics of piano. I don't have big enough hands for piano either. I have long fingers, but that's just because my hands are small.
You have big hands to play piano?
That makes it easier.
Really?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm not...
Like the width of your hands, I guess?
I want... Like Brett Favre probably could have been a good piano player if, you know, he weren't ripping people off welfare-wise and things of that nature and sending pee-pee picks to Jen Sturgis, you know, and playing quarterback in the NFL.
No.
Did you play an instrument?
No, I was in chorus, though.
You sang?
Yep. Bass. I was a bass.
Me too.
Yeah, you're a tenor.
Mm. Actually, I had a very high voice in high school, and then then college happened.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tobacco and other things.
All the good stuff.
All the stuff's not good for you. Kids, if you're listening, if on the way to school, it's bad. Yeah, so I sang. Did a little chorus. A little choir. Did choir at St. Bernard's. Church songs. Doesn't it sound like me?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Yeah.
Does all right. Not.
We're going to talk about quarterbacks. We'll talk more about quarterbacks coming up in the next segment. Although, one thing. The Bengals... are getting pretty good quarterback play out of Joe Burrow. 5 touchdowns, no picks, completion percentage over 70, quarterback rating of 127.5 yesterday. 103.7 in game 2. Obviously had a bad game against New England. So you've got really good quarterback play out of Joe Burrow in the last 2 games. 2 touchdowns, no picks against Kansas City, lose. 3 touchdowns, no picks against Washington, lose. Is it weird that I kind of feel worse about them than the Browns? Like the Browns, maybe not. The Browns stink.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bengals just got A-plus QB games out of Joe Burrow 2 weeks in a row and have no win to show for it. That, like, to me, that points out they got a lot of flaws.
Yeah, but that could still keep you alive.
Yeah.
If you have good quarterback play, it's like, okay, we can figure everything else out. Like,
it's getting
we can
late
try
early.
To. It is, but, like, I mean, that at least gives you a chance. If you have bad quarterback play,
yeah,
or your quarterback's hurt like Miami,
yeah,
like, you're screwed.
That's why the thing I was about to say was dumb. Yeah. Not a good spot for either of those teams, which, incidentally, has the Steelers in a very good spot. This quarterback conversation on The Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits, still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Up next, Big Ben on Justin Fields. How's he feeling about the Steelers signal caller? We'll let you hear it. We'll react. First, though, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 75, 65% chance of rain.